Welcome back to This Weekend Inside the Barn with me, Brian Ulmer. Once again, my guest is Ryan O'Reilly, a senior at CSU and a member of the CSU Collegiate Farm Bureau. Now, Ryan, can you explain what the American Farm Bureau Federation's Young Farmer Rancher program is all about and why you decided to get involved in it?
Absolutely. I think in the most simplest sense, it really tries to give farmers voice. And it's a voice of agriculture, not a voice for the individual farmer, which is something that I'm really proud of. For me, it's really about establishing a community. And it offers a platform for farmers and ranchers to get together and talk about their issues. And then Farm Bureau, what they do so great about is telling the story. They tell the story of the farmers and ranchers in order to implement political change. And I really think that's powerful, and I really think that's the way to get the rest of the nation on our side. In regards to the collegiate discussion meet, there really is nothing like it as far as my knowledge. It really was kind of the accumulation of everything I've been taught at CSU and gave me the pathway to really demonstrate what I've learned over the years in a way that challenges the way you think and just creates an environment for just a challenge that I love. And bringing the farmers and ranchers from all over the nation to come together and address these issues really shows how the complexity of these issues and the scale. So it was a great opportunity, and I highly recommend you getting involved with your Collegiate Farm Bureau chapter, your regional chapter, because they really have farmers and ranchers' ideals in their hearts when they host these events. So it really has done a lot for me, and I'm proud to call myself a member of Farm Bureau.
So what's next for you between now and graduation, at least at your level there at CSU and the Collegiate Farm Bureau?
Sure. Well, in regards to my studies, I just need to get my head down and finish these last 10 weeks, and then I'm kind of a free man, so to speak. But in regards to our collegiate chapter, we have some events going on. I know we're going to do Ag Day at the Capitol, which is something that we do every year. We also try to build the community on campus. So I do that through Agribusiness Association, which is a student org that I foster, along with the help of some really great teammates. So we have a few events coming up where we're actually bringing in professionals to come present. And then at the end of the year, we're going to try to do a community barbecue where we're going to do Ag Olympics. And it's just a way to kind of get the community together and tie us all together. So.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun. Speaking of Capitol Ag Day during National Ag Week, that's March 22nd at the state capitol. There's complete details online inside the barn about that. Any final thoughts before I let you go?
Absolutely. I think what made me such a strong competitor is the connection that I had with agriculture. And I'm a suburban kid, so I come from a different perspective than a lot of the competitors that were out there. And I really think the connection that I had was due to the stories that I was able to tell. And after speaking with some of these farmers and ranchers in Colorado, the problem became my own. And the solution really was directed from a community standpoint rather than my own ideals. So I think it's really important that I address some of these community members that really brought it home for Colorado. So it started with Lori Kester. She really connected me to a great deal of resources. Cole Kelly, who actually won the state competition last year. Kenna Lewis from California, who actually won the national competition last year. James Henderson, Bruce Talbot, J. Paul Brown, and Mark Arnish. I know there's more that I can't remember, but honestly, these members in Colorado are here advocating for agriculture, and they were such a value to have on my side that really put substance behind my words. So I just have to say thank you to them.
Did you get a chance to visit with AFBF President Zippy Duval at all?
Yes, I did. So we actually shared dinner with all the Final Four competitors, and he really is a light. He really is just a pleasure to be around. Very down to earth, very passionate about agriculture. He's got quite the plan for the future, and I'm excited to see what he can do. It really was a pleasure to meet with him and his wife, Bonnie. So, just great people. Really, really are great people.
I want to say one more time, congratulations to my guest, Ryan O'Reilly, a senior at CSU and a member of the CSU Collegiate Farm Bureau, for winning the AFBF's Collegiate Discussion Meet. I appreciate you taking time to visit with me right here inside the barn, and I wish you all the best in finishing out your 10 weeks at CSU and your trip to Ecuador and back.
Thank you, sir. It's a pleasure to be here.
Today's interview is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. You can learn more online at www.fb.org and learn more about the Continental Farm Bureau online at continentalfarmbureau.com. Coming up next on This Weekend Inside the Barn, my guest is Jim Rubing, Executive Director of the Continental Agricultural Development Authority. Stay tuned.
Do you want tender, juicy, and flavorful? Pork has it all. Just cook it between 145 and 160 degrees Fahrenheit with a 3-minute rest. Learn more at porkbeinspired.com.
Brought to you by your Colorado Pork Producers Council. Learn more online at copork.org. The Colorado Corn Growers Association consists of dues-paying, politically active corn farmers who focus on policy that impacts corn production, water rights, and agriculture in general, telling ag's positive story in our nation's and state's capitals. Learn more online at coloradocorn.com.
Did you know that the beef checkoff means many different things to cattle producers across the country? Producers say their checkoff is valuable for a variety of reasons, including...
It grows our foreign markets.
It spreads the word about the benefits of beef.
The beef checkoff helps me talk to consumers about beef production.
It improves beef quality.
Find out about these and many more ways the checkoff makes a difference for you and everyone else who makes that checkoff investment at mybeefcheckoff.com, paid for by your beef checkoff.
Brought to you by the Colorado Beef Council, proudly representing the farming and ranching families of Colorado.
Don't miss the 2017 Governor's Forum on Colorado Agriculture, Wednesday, February 22nd at the Renaissance Denver Stapleton Hotel. Speakers include former U.S. Deputy Secretary of Agriculture Krista Harden, Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper, Colorado Ag Commissioner Don Brown, and many more. The forum this year will focus on the continued need for collaboration and cooperation in the ag industry. Along with presentations from state officials and keynote presentations, the day will also include breakout sessions covering a recent Colorado Department of Agriculture Consumer Survey, pollinator health, conservation, National Western Stock Show developments, cooperatives, comparisons between global food production and local food, food safety, food labeling, food waste, and succession planning. Learn more and get registered online at governorsagforum.com.